The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
I'm the announcer, and I've known Eric since he was a big nobody.
In fact, I'm one of the people he stepped on as he climbed the ladder of success.
And now my former friend, Eric Metaxas.
Thanks, Todd. Or whatever your name is. Hey, Albin.
Yes, sir.
I always sound so excited. You know why that is?
Why?
It's just show business. Show business. No, I actually, I am excited. I'm excited about our guest, this hour, or was it last hour, Charlie Kirk. If you do not know who that is, you can watch this, by the way, on YouTube if you prefer to do that. Some people listen to the radio. Some people do it via podcast. But Charlie Kirk, tremendous guest. We're going to talk to him for as long as possible, and then he's going to have to go. But I want to say we've got a weekend coming up. I want to read some viewer mail because we haven't done that.
Listener mail.
I always said viewer mail because I'm thinking of Dave Letterman. Yeah. We're gonna read some letters that you all have sent us. But we have some announcements that we have to make. And I hope you haven't heard this too often, but I want to mention that we raised over $90,000 for Food for the Poor, and we are so grateful, folks. I am so grateful to those of you who reached into your own pockets and did something really beautiful for people that are suffering, having come out of Venezuela and into Colombia. They are just suffering, and Food for the Poor is on the ground there to help them, but they can't do anything unless you give, and you gave. We wanted to raise $37,000. We failed. Mm-hmm. We raised, unfortunately, instead of 37, we raised $91,772.
Yes.
So that is such a big number that we're going to do something special. We mentioned that we're giving away. We have a drawing. If you gave, you get entered into a grand prize drawing where basically a pickup truck comes and dumps 40,000 pounds of books on your driveway. We are going to give a second grand prize drawing because we're so happy that we raised this much money. We want to thank you. So we will do that, and we will contact you. Now, the people at Food for the Poor, their offices, we didn't know this, that the offices that we're dealing with on this, they're in Florida. So because of the storm, because of Dorian, we weren't able to get all this stuff sorted out this week. So next week, are going to sort this out. You will be contacted. You will get stuff, or you'll get an email or whatever it is. But I just want to say again, thank you.
Right. And if you gave $200, you're going to be getting that book, Donald Builds the Wall, signed by Eric. That will be coming.
Thank you for mentioning that. Folks, if you haven't pre-ordered a copy of that, I just want to say, Tim Ragland, the illustrator, he's my friend. He's the one that gave me, the idea for this.
Yeah.
Tim Ragland has outdone himself in this book.
It's
called Donald Builds the Wall. And if you haven't pre-ordered it, it's always key that when a book comes out, that if anybody is going to order it, And they say, oh, I'll wait till – please pre-order it because
yes.
it is – the way they sort of tally these things for bestseller lists or anything like that, the first week is the most important. So if you pre-order it, it is entered in as the first week.
Yeah, it's part of the total of the first
week.
So
I want to just say it's a funny book. We will be – maybe, Albin, you can interview me about it in the future or something like that.
I would like to, yes.
But, you know, I'll be on Fox News talking about it, and we'll get all those videos out to you. But I want to say that if you haven't ordered it, you think you can order it, it's funny. It's the sequel to Donald Drains the Swamp.
Yes, it is.
Okay? It's the sequel to Donald Drains the Swamp. It's called Donald Builds the Wall. But if you pre-order it, you'll get the cheapest price between now and the day that it launches. So there's no harm in ordering it now. But I want to say that. Anyway, so all that stuff. We want to get to some listener mail because this is, to me, we keep saying we're going to do this and we never have time to do it. But I want to do it now because we have a couple seconds here. So before we get to Charlie Kirk, the mail is... I mean, of course, this is email.
Okay, bring that bag in.
It's emails. It's a bag of emails.
All those letters.
Okay.
There you go.
Charmaine Garul from Mesa, Arizona writes, "You are a genius."
Oh.
Thank you. "I just laughed and laughed," and this is all caps, "laughed and laughed in a good way with the Benham Brothers interview." Now, by the way, I want to say, that interview, I took a lot of grief for that because I could not stop joking with If I really love somebody, I can't get out of joke mode. It takes me like a long time. So people like, Eric, man, you gave them a hard time. And they didn't really understand that they give me a hard time constantly.
And you got to see it on YouTube, by the way. The Eric Metaxas Show YouTube channel. You got to go there. You got to subscribe as well.
Actually, please subscribe to the YouTube channel for the Eric Metaxas Show. But anyway, so this woman writes, "I just laughed and laughed in a good way with the Benham Brothers interview right after I watched your interview with David Horowitz, where you were so utterly sensitive and thoughtful." Now, I guess this woman is basically saying that I'm a charlatan. Mm. Am I sensitive and thoughtful? Am I a nasty goofball? No one knows. But she seems to appreciate it. That's Charmaine Garul from Mesa, Arizona. Charmaine, thank you so much. I mean, it's just that's just really nice. Thank
yeah,
you.
That's really terrific.
Then we heard from Sandy Curtis in Louisville, Kentucky. She says, "My daughter and I were listening to you and Victoria Jackson today. You two are hilarious." We got a lot of emails about Victoria Jackson.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people.
By the way, that's also on our YouTube channel. Victoria Jackson never gets to the studio because she lives down in Nashville. So we had her come up.
On her birthday, by the way.
On her birthday.
It was wonderful,
She was in the studio. If you haven't seen that one, it was one of my favorite things of all time.
Brought her cake out with candles.
That's not a joke.
No.
You guys brought a cake out. It was her birthday. Mm-hmm. And by the way, not only did she sing three songs on her ukulele on the program, which is pretty rare for anybody to do on any program, but we wrote a poem together.
That's right.
On the program. So you can see the creative minds at work. And it was so much fun. There's something about her. She's so delightful that she really is just an incredibly delightful, funny person. But we had so much fun. So thank you to Sandy Curtis from Louisville, Kentucky, for writing in. Dawn Williams from Knoxville, Tennessee writes, "Eric, cannot express how much I not only love listening / watching your show, but how much it has helped me. I'm addicted to it, really. I'm a follower of Christ and have followed you through talk radio for some time, read your books, and when I discovered you in my YouTube stream, I was ecstatic. I've experienced a tremendous amount of loss, grief, and sorrow and change over the last several years, experienced trauma, and I'm healing and on the road to recovery. I've wept listening to some of your guests. So thankful you've offered their story to the public. Amazed at some of their testimonies. Suffice to say, they've been healing and inspiring. Thank you, thank you, thank you." You know what?
Yeah.
That means so much to me. I got to say, Dawn, you have no idea because, you know, not everybody writes in. And we do have these guests on, and I think, boy, I know somebody is being touched by this. So we've got people laughing. We've got people crying. By the way, that's our goal.
That is our goal.
We just want to do it in the right order.
That's true.
Julie Wasser from Minnesota writes, "I just want you to know I enjoy listening to your program very much, but there's one little pet peeve I have about one of the ads on your program." Oh, really? She says, "It's the ad for prostate health called P3. The speaker keeps referring to less trips to the bathroom and less urges to whatever. Since you're so well-spoken, I think you probably haven't previewed that ad because it would more than likely grate on your nerves as well." Now, Julie, it's funny because everybody says, less trips to the bathroom. And in fact, Julie is correct. It should be fewer trips.
My wife corrects me on less and few all the time. There's less people on the subway today. No, there are fewer people.
Fewer people. It's kind of funny, right?
It is funny. Yeah.
Anyway, and then we have a note from Wendy in San Antonio, Texas. We're going to run out of time here. She says, started listening to you when you had Victoria Jackson on. She's hilarious. Please keep her coming back as a regular. We need her humor. A merry heart doeth good as a medicine. It does for me. My symptoms go away. I saw Victoria on the Pat Robertson show. She was standing on her head the whole time they were talking. Anyway, yeah. we're going to run out of time.
Yeah.
We're going to try to make a regular segment every week. And so we thought, let's just grab this and do this. Again, I hope you enjoy my interview with Charlie Kirk. And by the way, Monday coming up, next week, we have Dr. Sasa. Truly miraculous stories. I just want to tell you, folks, Miracle Mondays, we don't do them every Monday.
Nope.
But when we do them, they're kind of mind-blowing.
They are.
So this Monday, do not miss it. Don't forget to sign up for two things. If you're online, you go to the YouTube channel for The Eric Metaxas Show. Sign up for that, please. It's free, obviously. And then also go to my website, ericmetaxas.com. And when you're there, sign up to get my newsletter. It comes absolutely delivered to you with links and descriptions of every show we do all week. We do 10 hours. Everyone is linked.
And don't forget to tune into the TBN channel on Friday night.
Friday night at 6 o'clock Eastern time.
Yes.
10:30 p.m. on Sunday Eastern time. I assume people are already doing that. But you know what happens when we assume. Thanks for listening.
Open the door.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code GORKA. That's promo code GORKA for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Show, and I get to talk to somebody that I like to talk to. I typically like to talk to the guests that I have, but today I have to say I'm particularly happy to have Charlie Kirk with us in the studio. Charlie Kirk, welcome.
Thank you, Eric, and it's such an honor. You're an American hero.
What?
You're an American hero.
Say that five
hero.
More times and look
American
into the camera.
Hero.
No, you're very kind, but we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about you. You, first of all, I'm always amazed that people that I think are out there that I ask people, like, do you know who Charlie Kirk is? They'd be like, no, who's that? And I start telling them. So I realize there are tons of people listening right now
yes.
that they're not, you know, in the conservative world in the way that you are or I am, and they don't know who you are. So you're the founder and president of Turning Point USA, a national movement dedicated to identifying, organizing, and empowering young people to promote the principles of free markets and limited government. It's a huge, amazing organization, and you're out there in the news constantly. I saw you last night on Fox, and then the president tweeted out mm-hmm. what you said on Fox News. I thought to have the president of the United yeah. States tweeting out what you said is a heady experience for a 25-year-old. Is it not, Charlie Kirk?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah. There must have been not much else on TV last night. So.
I know. He hardly ever tweets me out anymore. All right, Charlie, I want to talk to you about current events.
Sure.
What is the hottest thing on your mind? What you spoke about on the Trish Regan show is the hottest thing on my mind. Mm-hmm. So why don't we start there?
Sure. Well, I talked on the Trish Regan show about the Comey revelations, the Russia investigation, and the origins of the Russia investigation. And I think the bigger point is for 2 years, if we would have done this show a year ago, Eric, we'd be talking about Bob Mueller. We'd be talking about Mueller investigation. And they put the president, his family, and all of his supporters through a 2-year unnecessary taxpayer-funded exercise based on a lie. And I think it warrants the question, how did this begin? How did we have 2 years of our news cycle completely hijacked by something that was false? How did we have 2 years of the consciousness of our country where we could have been spending that airtime and that energy on positive things, rebuilding our infrastructure, redoing our trade deals, school choice in the inner cities, rebuilding the American family, things that should be agreed upon? Instead, we had highly divisive political back and forth based on something that should never have happened in the first place.
We are in a civil war with, I would say, forces of that are actually ideologically hostile to America.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm old enough, you know, I'm twice as old as you are and then some, but I mean, to know how unprecedented this is. People talk about we've had this trouble in the past. We've never had anything like this. And what you said on Trish Regan, which I have said and others have said, is that if what we think is true, when you connect the dots, mm-hmm. that you had people inside the Obama administration, whether you want to call it deep state, whatever you want to call it, using taxpayer funds, their salaries, they're there to do these things, using that to keep a certain man out of the presidency and then to tear him down once he's in the presidency, it does make – you can't even compare it to Watergate.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't begin. That's what you said, and I agree.
And it's – yeah, correct. It's not even close. And so the investigation into the origins of this myth – is critical.
Which is happening.
It's happening. The left and the media and some of the deep state allies are doing everything they can to try to thwart this kind of investigation and this transparency mission. You know, I'm old enough to remember, and I'm not very old, I'm 25, to remember when the left was on the side of transparency. Do you remember during the Bush years when they wanted to declassify all the Iraq war papers and all that stuff surrounding national security? I remember when the left, they used to do actual journalism, you know, when they had people on the record and they double checked their sources. They hate this president so much, they are willing to throw out everything that they used to believe just to destroy him and all of his allies.
That's exactly the point. In other words, we're seeing something that I've never seen, which is where the only thing that matters is destroying the president. If you could do coverage of a storm, you find out a way to make it sound like the president's an idiot because he said this or he didn't say this or he didn't do this. So we're in a strange situation. Now, to people who wouldn't agree with us, Charlie, we're ideologues and maybe we're conspiracy theorists. So let's go to the facts. What is happening right now in terms of investigations that makes us think or hope that some of these really treasonous things that happen will come to light? What is happening?
Well, I mean, Durham is doing his investigation. And for those people I don't know, Durham is the individual who's appointed into looking into the origins of the Russia probe. There's a wide array of FISA documents that the president can declassify. And the actual news item that people should take out of the president tweeting out what I said is I was essentially calling on the president of the United States to declassify. And he tweeted that out word for word, almost signaling an endorsement of declassification.
Now, why
to come.
Wouldn't he have already done it? Because people like Sean Hannity
Timing,
and others have said
maybe.
That's the question. Who do you suppose, or let me ask you, if he plans to do this and if he's thinking about the timing, which would be great. In other words, if he has that kind of strategy in his mind and he's not telegraphing what he's going to do. But why would the timing be better to release these things?
Maybe wait for the full Horowitz report. That's the first thing, the full Inspector General report.
Okay, now I thought we just got that the other day. That's
no,
just
that
the first
was just
part.
An excerpt. That was just an excerpt from it. So we're waiting for the entire Horowitz report, which will come out later this fall. And that's going to be very critical of James Comey. And the second of which is to wait for Durham's investigation into the actual origins of this and whether any criminal prosecution will come out of it. And so I believe the president he has the full ability to declassify these FISA memos, I believe, sooner rather than later. I mean, I just think we have to get this stuff out as quickly as possible and allow the American people to decide what truly has happened here. And for people that are listening to this, and the media has become so dishonest because the journalists are no longer purveyors of truth. These are activist disciplines. And this starts in the universities where they don't teach students journalism. They teach them far left-wing ideology and using their premise of their profession than to advance their ideology through it. And when you start to have journalists that act no different than the person protesting on the side of the street, you got a real problem.
Well, we have a real problem. And again, I'm old enough to have seen this. It's one thing to say the New York Times used to be liberal, but they were classically liberal in the sense that they still just reported the news. Yeah. They have now become, I don't know, the shortest word I can think of is like a rag. They are no longer anything like what they used to be.
They're a propaganda arm of the Democrat Party.
But it strikes me that when you think of all of our institutions, we used to have journalists. We used to have places like the New York Times that you could basically depend on, basically. Same thing with higher learning. I mean, we always knew that the universities were leftist leaning, but something has happened. Mm-hmm. And I think social media has exacerbated it. And there's something, it's almost like a mob mentality that didn't exist when the founders existed, when the founders were you know, at the beginning of our republic. But something has happened now to accelerate the craziness.
Hemingway said it best. It happens gradually, then suddenly. And what the gradual was to take over our cultural institutions.
You're talking about Molly Hemingway?
Not Ernest Hemingway.
Oh, Ernest.
Ernest Hemingway.
Yeah.
I like Molly Hemingway as well.
She's better.
Ernest Hemingway. You know the guy they don't teach in our schools anymore because he was a...
He's too macho.
That's right. He's too masculine.
Right.
He believed in the archetypical American male. They have to read Angela Davis or some...
Yeah. Well, that wouldn't be the worst thing they could read, but they're reading bad stuff. Basically, as we've said, this is all unprecedented. But what I would like to think, because I do think we're in a battle, it's an existential battle for the republic. I would like to think that there are enough adults in the room, people like Attorney General Barr, people like the president, others, who are executing things that need executing so that the folks who have done this don't get away with it. Because what you said on Trish Regan, all I do is I find myself agreeing loudly. If we don't do this, then whoever's the next president and the next president, in other words, we've undermined things so that we can no longer be America.
Well, and we no longer have the system of government that was first theorized by Cicero and then put forth into the founders and has been defended by the three branches of government. We now have this super government or the shadow government that's now been created, a fourth branch of government that actually is the true systems of powers. It's not what the people want. It's what this collection of elites that go to the correct schools and attend the correct cocktail parties and march to the beat of the right drums. Those people actually have the true power. If what happens, if there's no justice, if no one goes to jail, if no one's held accountable for what happened to this president and the Russia concoction, the Russia lie, let alone the spying to begin with, where essentially you had the elites at Fusion GPS, which is the Clinton-favored opposition research firm, colluding and working with the elites of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I mean, could you have any more? I mean, this is something out of a spy novel, Eric.
I was going to say,
if you would have put this in this book, which is a wonderful book, by the way.
Everyone, Donald Builds the Wall. Where did Donald you get that? That's not even out yet, Charlie Kirk.
Well, then I'm not allowed to be promoting it.
Yeah. Oh, of course, you're not allowed to not promote it.
Oh, there we go. But if you would have wrote it in any sort of a book, people would say this is a Tom Clancy novel.
It is.
And I don't believe it.
Right.
Yet this happened within our own government, where you had Clapper, you had Brennan, you had the people that were running the director of National Intelligence. And if only we had text messages from the people at the highest levels of the FBI that would have said something along the line of, POTUS wants to know what we're doing.
When you said that on the air last night, I thought you were the first person, maybe the second person, that I've heard mention that. That, to me, is the most shocking text message of all.
You know, I appreciate you saying that because I think we as conservatives are the worst at making good arguments.
Now we have to go to a break.
But Eric
we
is
believe
great.
In the free market. Thank you.
Well, that's RN News. I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Roads around Charleston, South Carolina, looking more like rivers today because of flooding caused by Hurricane Dorian as it turns northward off the East Coast. Trees are down, thousands without power. The storm has also triggered suspected tornadoes in both Carolinas. President Trump's top Mideast envoy is leaving the administration. Jason Greenblatt, the president's special representative for international negotiations, will depart the administration in the coming weeks. A government investigation has found that a design flaw in Tesla's autopilot system, along with driver inattention, combined to cause a Tesla to slam into a fire truck in California last year. ATF agents have executed a search warrant at the Lubbock, Texas home of a man they believe was involved in the transfer of an AR-style rifle to the gunman who killed seven people in a Labor Day weekend mass shooting. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
If you change your mind,
take a chance on the first in line. Take a chance, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down.
Hey there, folks. That's ABBA, and they were at the top of the charts when this man's parents were in the womb. I think that's true, Charlie Kirk.
Probably.
Okay, you're 25 years old, but you're very wise beyond your years, and it's great to talk to you about everything. You were just making a point about how conservatives often aren't good at making arguments.
That's correct. I mean, we have – so I'm just using the Russia investigation, for example. I don't hear with regularity, outside of maybe Sean Hannity, who's been terrific on this, the point that Peter Strzok – said in his text messages that POTUS, and the POTUS at the time was Barack Obama, wanted regular reports on what was going on with the Russia counterintelligence investigation, which is also known as the We Want Donald Trump Not to Be President project.
Well, it's also called We Want to Destroy the 240 Years of America, yeah. Never to Be Seen
and
Again.
And I have a theory on this, Eric, and I'd love to hear what you have to say. I think we as conservatives are better people. We forgive way too easily. And look, I'm a Christian. I believe in forgiveness and I believe in atonement. But some of these I'm amazed at how quickly we as conservatives generally have just forgotten about the Mueller investigation.
First of all, it's not our job. This is an interesting thing because it's a theological issue. There are certain things that it is not our job or right to forgive. If somebody commits a murder in the street, okay, and you go to the husband of the woman murdered and you say, do you forgive the murderer? And he's an amazing Christian. He says, yes, I forgive the murderer. The murderer still goes to jail. The murderer still can't leave jail. The man who forgives the murderer can go to the jail and pray with the murderer. But that man does not have the right to do what only the state can do,
which
is to say, tell that man you can walk. Now, why doesn't the state let that murderer walk? Because the state has responsibility to all the innocents.
I think this is such an important point because we as conservatives tend to drop the rock, use a Christian term, a lot easier, which is a good thing. But then we also tie that into saying, oh, yeah, just we can move on.
Well, it's
no
listen,
prosecutions.
It's horrifying.
No rule of law.
I'm with you, Charlie. This is go. I mean,
just to close the point up is that we have met by any standard in front of a jury. If I was tasked with the prosecution, I believe I could convince a jury with the evidence that we already have without the declassification of FISA.
You are exactly correct. You are correct.
That there was, if I was the prosecution, I believe I could convince 12 random citizens of America that there was a coup to defeat Donald Trump.
Okay, here's the question. Here's the question.
And I didn't go to law school.
I have a PhD on this subject because I watch Sean Hannity. Now, other than Sean Hannity, now I love a lot of the other shows that are on there, but he has, in a sense, become, you know, the fifth estate. He is the one, you know, through a few people, Sarah Carter and John Solomon and whatever.
Okay, great.
Through them, actual journalism has been done. If it weren't for Tom Fitton, my hero.
Yes.
But what's weird to me is this is to get to your point that you have a lot of conservatives that don't seem to be tracking. And I think to myself, excuse me, what else is there to track?
Well, no, that,
somebody
I find
tried
that
to
too.
Take down the entire American system of government.
Everything
and you're not
we hold
that.
Near and dear. So I do a fair amount of traveling. So do you. And I'm pretty in touch with the American grassroots. The conservative grassroots have kind of moved on from this issue. And we shouldn't. I mean, this is fundamental. This is critical.
Well,
this has never happened before.
Right. It's like there's a murderer on the loose, and you say, you know what? He's out of the state, so who cares?
No, I mean, somebody made the argument on cable television recently that I couldn't disagree with. Say, this is a long time ago. These were extenuating circumstances. And let me tell you something. If you understand the playbook of the American left, which you and I both do, when you are guilty, what do? You go on the cable airwaves, and you start to play offense. Andrew McCabe, James Comey, Brennan and Clapper, they can't get on television enough. There's something out there. And you could just see it in the way that they're trying to conjure up a defense here that there was wrongdoing and they know it in the bubbling up of what they did to target then candidate and then eventually President Donald Trump.
That's right. Well, the only reason they did it, let's be honest, is because they knew
what he was going
they
to
would
do.
Never be caught.
Well, that's the other point. That's really interesting.
They never would have done something like this if they thought there was any chance that they might be caught. So now I don't think that they really have a playbook except to do anything they can. It's like the kid who tries to lie his way out of something. They didn't dream that we would have this president
and that he would be able
to withstand this barrage, and that 2.5 years later we would still be dealing with it.
So they thought that Hillary Clinton was going to be the inevitable president. This was the insurance policy. You know, you get insurance just in case there's that 55 million to one odds.
Yeah.
Who texted that? Oh, Peter Strzok texted that to his lover, Lisa Page. He said, she said, I hope he wins 55 million to zero or something.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
And she said, who could possibly vote for this guy? And Peter Strzok responded in the text message, all the smelly Walmart people. That's what they think of us, by the way.
Oh, trust me.
Smelly Walmart
people. I'm well aware of this worldview.
And so then they continued to act similarly to the kids in the house that they think the parents are in Nantucket Island while they're in Miami, Florida, that there is no way they're going to get caught. They've opened up the liquor cabinet.
Yeah.
They're trying out all the guns.
Yeah.
They're doing everything. And all of a sudden, mom and dad walk in. And you know, stuck there with, you know, a big thing of beef eaters and an AR-15 saying, no, it's Trump's fault.
Yeah.
And of course, the analogy is they never would have imagined a world where justice would have to be brought upon our very own Justice Department.
Yeah.
And what this goes to, Eric, a more deeper philosophical point, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Obama, Lynch, Powers, all of them, convince themselves that they are the philosopher kings.
Listen, let's take a break here. Let's hit pause because that is a huge point. We need to make that point. Folks, I'm talking to Charlie Kirk. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, MetaxasTalk.com. Do not go away. Not that you would think of it. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now for years I've been telling you about the 3-week quick start pack that you can get from Relief Factor for under $20, that it's the smart way to go if you're struggling with back and neck pain or shoulder, hip, or knee pain. In fact, I've told you that about 70% of the people who order the 3-week quick start pack go on to order more. But why is it that the 30% don't go on to order more? Well, when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, surveyed that 30%, many of them admitted that they never gave it a legitimate try. They maybe took one packet a day for a few days and then skipped a day or two, or they didn't do what the doctors who created it recommended, which is 3 packets a day for a full week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's the 3-week quick start. So when you order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, tell yourself you'll do what the doctors have recommended. Let's make sure you're happy and in the 70% that is in less or no pain at all. I am in that group. Folks, this stuff can be at your house in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. I do recommend it. I do use it. Relieffactor.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager Store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD, narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audio book or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, radio listeners like you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. But now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, the radio listeners. So you can get deep discounts, you, my listeners, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. They're pretty amazing. Now, folks, I just got to say, I use these products. They are terrific. I recommend them to everyone I know. I'm sleeping much better. I use the mattress pad. Albin and I joke about that. But you can get huge, deep discounts on all of this stuff, folks. But you have to go to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code Eric or Metaxas. Just to give you an example of the discounts, the body pillow that they sell is regularly $89.99. But with the promo code Eric, it's only $29.99. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You've got to check it out, folks. I use it. I love it. Check it out.
I've been walking these streets so long.
Hey there, folks. That's Glenn Campbell. I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm talking to Charlie Kirk. Charlie, a lot of people follow you everywhere, and I want to talk more about what you're doing with your life, but what you're doing right now, explaining these things, you just made a point which has to be understood by most people in America. So I want you to make the point about how all of these people in the deep state who all went to these colleges, they've appointed themselves the philosopher kings. Mm-hmm. They have basically said, we know better.
That's
now, the
right.
moment anyone does that, that's the end of American self-government.
That's correct.
And we are on the verge of losing everything.
Well, let's talk about the origin of the term for people that might not know. I mean, Plato, in Plato's Republic, argued that in true polity, eventually there would be the creation of a philosopher king class. So we get the idea of political science, the idea that you can study the body politic from Plato. And Plato, of course, the student of Socrates, argued in the Republic that there will be a group of people so wise and so smart that will come together and make the correct decisions for the rest of humanity, if you will. This term philosopher king has been repeated for hundreds and hundreds and now thousands
right.
of years.
Right.
Ayn Rand famously used it as a pejorative, as which it should be rightly used, which is, what do you think? You're some sort of philosopher king that will rule over the subjects. Aristotle challenged this idea, you know, tremendously, saying that no way, A is A, people are meant to be free, the individual sovereign, how on earth could you possibly come to this conclusion? Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Powers, Rice, they believe that they know better than the American people.
Yeah.
They went to the correct schools. They've been in D.C. long enough. They are self-appointed philosopher kings.
Yep.
Guess what? No human being has ever voted for James Comey. No human being has ever voted for Samantha Powers. No human being has yeah. ever voted for Loretta Lynch.
Well, actually,
ever.
I would say that, I mean, that's true, that no one has literally has voted for them. At the same time, it's up to the people, which is to say the people who do vote,
mm-hmm.
to elect leaders who will appoint people who understand this stuff.
That's right.
And that's the key, is if you elect somebody, if you're dumb enough to have voted for somebody like Barack Obama, in a way you did elect
that's correct.
Clapper and Brennan and Powers and all of them.
The
and
issue.
So that's why the American voter, and this is, you know, why I want to have you on and why I do everything I do and everything you do is because if people don't understand this, the people who vote, mm-hmm. it's over.
Well, and where it all ties together is they were trying to thwart the will of the American people, right? So then they were trying to unseat a president that they didn't like or an incoming president that they didn't like. And so that's where they self-appointed themselves as saying, now we have to give ourselves emergency powers, if you will, because this guy is such a threat to our republic, because this guy is an unduly
right.
elected president
right.
of the United States.
Right.
So they conjured up the fake dossier through Fusion GPS, which set up the meeting with Donald Trump Jr., which, again, is another thing that isn't talked about. The whole Trump Tower meeting, which was the center of much of the Russia discussion
yeah.
for a year and a half, was a completely fabricated meeting. The head of Fusion GPS met with the day before and the day of with Natalia Viola, I can't ever say her last name.
Kuzenheit.
Right. The
yeah.
woman who was the adoption woman that met with Donald Trump Jr. Why would the head of Fusion GPS meet with the very same woman who was going in to meet with Donald Trump Jr.? This was a setup.
It was a setup.
It absolutely was.
But isn't it hard to believe? Like
this
you
is
said,
a
it's like
novel.
A spy novel.
Yes.
I mean, even the whoever met with Papadopoulos, like it was all of this.
Well, if you read Papadopoulos' book, I love George. He's a very interesting guy on Twitter. Not the best written book. It's like all over the place. If you try, you read this, you say either this guy has lived the most interesting 6 months a human being could. All these people keep on showing up in his life. The Israeli intelligence guy, the English intelligence guy, the Australian. Like, this guy's lived like a James Bond style.
Right.
And you kind of think to yourself, is he that interesting? Or was he just set up?
Right. Well, I mean, I think there's no question that he was set up. But it is hard, I think. Here's the issue. Most Americans are basically good people. And it has always been difficult for Americans to understand evil. In other words, when you confront it around the world, whether in Iran or in North Korea. In other words, we don't do well dealing with evil because most of the people in America are good folks. So when something like this happens, it just takes a little bit more for us to understand, wait a second,
yes,
this actually did happen. There are actually actors so bad that they were willing to go to these lengths to keep a man out of the Oval Office.
They were fuming. They were fuming at not just who he was personally. They were fuming that he wasn't one of the anointed ones, but he was fuming at what he was promising to do. This is the other important thing. The message of drain the swamp, the restoration of American sovereignty. What is so miraculous is that this president has actually acted upon his promises to reestablish America's sovereignty. Withdrawal from TPP, the total renegotiation of NAFTA, the withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord, the rightful move of the American embassy to Jerusalem. These things, by the way, the deletion of the Iran deal, which was an evil deal. These things make Comey and Brennan and Clapper, all their 8 years of work to try to diminish America's standing in the international community and make the international order more egalitarian and America's role less significant, is all of a sudden put by the wayside. They were worried about this. And I'm so glad the president, he could have done what too many Republicans do, which is say one thing on the campaign trail and do something different in D.C. Do you know how easy it would have been for President Trump to stay in the Paris Climate Accord?
But I was going
to
say,
just to throw in the towel, come up with some excuse.
He makes George W. Bush look like a Democrat. This president makes George W. Bush look. I was a big fan of George W. Bush, but there is no question that when you're playing patty cake with the devil, the way Republicans have done for its now generations,
sure,
you begin to get a debt. There's a debt. And this president is effectively saying we need to pay the debt. We need to do some things that haven't been done.
Yeah, and if we're honest ourselves, it's been both parties that have agreed to the growth of this cartel in Washington, D.C.
Oh, I don't think you need to make the case about the Democrats. I mean, I have seen that. But I'm saying when you
Republicans
see
as well.
Republicans play along with it so that they're kind of on the good side of the media or something.
And I think one of our biggest challenges in 2020 is people will say, wait a second, you had the Republican House, the Republican Senate, and you had Trump. Where's the wall? Where's the balanced budget? Where's Obamacare being repealed? Remember, these were rallying cries of our conservative ethos in 2010, 2012, and 2014. Just give us the power back, and we will deliver on these very simple things. Balanced budget amendment, Obamacare. So what did they do? Tax cuts, great. I agree with the tax cuts. But was that it? I mean, and so the American people, in some ways, our base said, well, you know, I thought we were going to get a border security deal done. I thought we were going to get a wall. And the president is not to blame here. It's House Republican leadership and it's in both houses that failed to act on it.
It's a staggering thing to me that this president has shown many Republicans not only to be not particularly conservative, but to be not particularly principled. There's an irony there that this president has done that because he's portrayed so viciously. We're going to continue the conversation with Charlie Kirk, folks. This is just part one. Living in a world of make-believe.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Hurricane Dorian continues to hammer the Carolinas on its very slow journey northeast. Parts of low-lying Charleston, South Carolina already underwater. Hundreds of trees down, power out to thousands. The storm has triggered a number of suspected tornadoes, including several spotted near North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
There's a lot of roof damage. A couple of mobile homes were totaled. Other mobile homes had siding and stripped off and that kind of thing, and the same is true with the condos. But no one was injured, and several of the residents went to evacuation centers.
Pat Dowling spoke with WPDE. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says the state needs to be ready for flooding, power outages, and more.
This won't be a brush by. Whether it comes ashore or not, the eye of the storm will be close enough to cause extensive damage in North Carolina.
This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Got out of town on a boat going to Southern Islands. Sailing to reach before a following sea. She was making for the trades on the outside, and the downhill run to Papeete off the wind.
Oh man, that music is so awesome.
Awesome.
It's so awesome. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, folks. You've been listening to the Eric Metaxas Show, and you are now listening to the Eric Metaxas Show, and you will continue to listen to the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm just using my Third Kingdom authority. I declare it. Only half kidding, as usual. All right, folks, we got to say a couple of things real quick. First of all, I don't want to forget. People kind of ask me, friends of mine, say, "Well, so what's the business model for your radio program or whatever?" Mm-hmm. And I say, "Well, it's pretty simple. It's commercial radio. We have advertisers. If you don't want to listen to the commercials, you can get Metaxas Super."
Yes.
And they say, "What's that?" And I explain that if you go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com, you go to Metaxas Super for like pennies a day, you get commercial-free podcasting so you can listen whenever you want. There's no commercials. Right. A lot of people like to do that. They prefer the podcast model. It's very little, and we offer that in case somebody prefers that. Now, if you don't prefer that, it is the commercials that pay for this program. Right. And our biggest sponsor is MyPillow.
Yes.
Have you heard of MyPillow?
I think you have.
You know Mike Lindell?
Yes.
Now, I always want to ask him, because I know Mike, I want to say, Mike, that satin pajama top you wear with the cross out of it, I hope you have several of those because you wear it a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Okay, so I but I love Mike.
Yes,
I've interviewed him many times. But the reason I bring him up is that they're one of the big sponsors of this program. And actually, one of the ways you can help pay for this program, right, is by going to MyPillow.com and putting in the code ERIC or Metaxas when you buy something. You can also tell your friends, because otherwise you're putting in some generic code from TV. What do you care? If you want to support this program, when you shop at MyPillow.com, use our code, and it redounds to the benefit of this program. We do need your help, you know, in the sense that whenever I have a sponsor on here, we want to bless those sponsors.
Yeah.
We have tremendous sponsors on this program. Relief Factor, you know I use that every day, so I talk about that all the time. And then Mike Lindell, MyPillow. And you know what, Albert, I found out?
What?
that they're selling so much stuff on MyPillow, you could practically get groceries. They go to MyPillow.com. Whatever you buy there, just make sure you put in the code Eric or Metaxas. Yes. That's the key. That's the key. You got to put in the code Eric or Metaxas. Don't put in Eric Metaxas. Just Eric or Metaxas. But they sell pet pillows.
Georgie.
My second daughter, Georgie. She's only 8 pounds, and she's 8 years old. But she sleeps on a MyPillow pillow.
That's great.
And of course, we have the famous mattress topper.
Oh, we do too. Yep.
People think I'm joking because I joke around so much that it's like the boy who cried wolf. They don't believe me. But the mattress topper, kind of life changing.
Oh yeah.
Like it actually is that comfortable.
I love it. My wife loves it even more. She's very critical about these things. She loves it. She loves my pillow too. But the mattress topper, I am not kidding.
I'm actually naturally skeptical of everything because nothing. Know. Nothing works on me. People say, try this. So when something works or I like it, I'm like shocked. But anyway, whatever you get from MyPillow.com, they're our sponsor. Please put in Eric or Metaxas or Eric, and you'll get our discount. It's a big discount, by the way, so we just want to let you know that. Hey, thanks for listening.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.